Plymouth Argyle fans watching QPR's game on CFAX last night must have groaned at their last-minute equaliser. Rangers fans equally aggrieved this afternoon, surely, with a last-gasp winner for the Pilgrims. Substitutes played their part, but at the start of the game, chances are begging, penalty appeals to no avail, the frame of the go bearing the brunt of the best chances. It seemed a repeat of the 0-0 mauling of Bournemouth was on the cards, until, that is, Vale took the lead on 53 minutes. The two Steves up front, always a constant menace to Argyle, Brooker and McPhee, and they combined unwittingly. Brooker, lazy run down the left-hand side, accelerated to the byline, tried to cut the ball back for the advancing midfielder Painter, but the ball ricocheted truly off Graham Coughlan to McPhee, and from 2 yards out, the leading scorer wasn't going to miss. Before that, Nathan Lowndes blasted over from just 7 yards. Norris hit a post and a strong handball appeal against Bridge Wilkinson when he gained the ball completely off his forearm, but no penalty, amazingly, from referee Lee Cable. Capaldi booked for a dive with the Devonport end screaming for a penalty in the second half on the edge of the penalty area. And then the first shot on target for the Pilgrims on the hour. Nathan Lowndes from 20 yards out, a swinging dipper that the keeper, Jonathan Brain, did well to tip over. And then an amazing sequence of 4 shots blocked within 5 seconds. Frio, Lowndes and Phillips on as a substitute twice. Who'd have thought it was sub-zero temperatures at home park? The entertainment was near boiling point. And then Phillips, who had 5 goal attempts in his 15 minutes on the field, finally got an equaliser. 10 minutes to go. Evans a touch on, a deep free kick from old Joffrey, forcing it to Phillips. And then from underneath the crossbar, the ball just glancing the roof of the net before bouncing down beyond the line and out again with spin. But the linesman on the far side flagging towards the centre spot. Argyle ploughed everything forward. Old Joffrey, a free kick deflected via defender, once more hitting the post. And then the biggest cheer of the afternoon, apart from the goal, when the fourth official indicated 5 minutes of stoppage time. Could the Nels take any more biting? And then Ian Stonebridge, after Phillips and Evans once more combining, seemed to lose his balance and the chance of a winner on the edge of the penalty area. But how quick was he to respond in getting up to the ball and planting a shot which Jonathan Brain could only get his left hand to. 11,330 inside home park, 269 of those Port Vale fans. They'll be wondering how they didn't go back with a point. Plymouth Argyle 2, Port Vale 1.